Often the press wrote about Floyd, and some thought him to be a Robin Hood. He could go anywhere and find people who would hide him out. He wasn't brutal like Bonnie and Clyde. One thing that's never told is that he never harmed anybody during a robbery, his son, Jack, later said. Floyd could make a public appearance without getting into trouble. He went to Earlsboro, a central Oklahoma oil field town, and left a large contribution at a church there, but no one told of the visit. Floyd would drop in at a country dance and dance with the prettiest girls. He did this often and paid the fiddler well. He wrote to the acting governor of Oklahoma, "I have robbed no one but moneyed men." Bankers were believed to be the enemy of widows and orphans. According to legend, Floyd tore up his first mortgages if they were not recorded. He was deadly with guns. One newspaper reported, "The steel-vested desperado is noted for the breakneck speed at which he drives and the machine guns, which are always with him." A joke was that newsboys yelled, "Four officers escape from Pretty Boy." He was good with all kinds of guns, but his favorite was the machine gun. Kansas City Chief of Detectives B.H. Thurman said Floyd was "one of the quickest men on the draw and the surest pistol shot I have ever known." He was one of the first outlaws to add a machine gun to his arsenal. His exploits excited the rural public. They said, "Give 'em hell, Chalk," when he robbed the bank in his hometown, Sallisaw, Oklahoma. In the early 1930s, the bank robbery insurance rate in Oklahoma doubled. Children were named for him. Legend was that he kept a rural school in fuel one winter. His wife, Ruby, said that he fed several hundred poor families. Some bandits claimed to be Pretty Boy, but they were usually unsuccessful. One bank robber was not believed because he was too old and poorly dressed. Another criminal, who tried to demand the keys to a new car from two Tulsa sisters in their early 20s, was instead subdued by them while their 9-year-old brother ran for help. The young women knew he was not the infamous outlaw because he was rude and very rough, whereas newspapers had reported the actual Pretty Boy was very polite to women. One Tulsa reporter wrote, "Some officers, and not a few average citizens, consider Floyd a pretty good fellow who would go right if he had a chance, claiming that he never shot anyone who wasn't trying to kill him." The reporter even praised those who gave him shelter and protection, as the people in the Cooks and Hills had done. This book will investigate several questions concerning Floyd. First, was he really a worthless public rat? Second, was he one of the killers in the Kansas City massacre? Third, where did he hide out after the massacre? Fourth, what role did the FBI's well-publicized scientific method have in the Floyd investigation? Fifth, did he have any contact with other notorious outlaws of the period, such as Dillinger and the Barker-Karpus gang? Sixth, was Floyd executed by the FBI?